Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Are you there, Hum?
I'm here.
Hi, Hum.
Hi, is that my new nickname?
Oh, I like it, but I'll probably get killed by Blitz.
Why is Hum bad?
I don't know. Next thing you know, I'm fucking calling you some pet name, and that makes him flip the fuck out.
I see what you're saying.
I don't know what flips him out. Here we go. Hold on.
Okay.
Hopefully Blitz is recording it. Hello, Ian. It's Bubba. How are you?
Hey, really good, Bubba. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm supposed to tell you hi from Opie and Anthony.
Oh yeah, the old O&A.
Do you know that I've talked to both of them in friendly terms and like had them both on the show and they were both super cool and I'm like, won't you two dumb fucks get back together, make some money? And they won't do it.
Yeah, they should. They should because they're actually nice guys. It's just they need an ego massage, and that's the problem.
They need me. They need me in there. I need to be the traffic cop and be like, listen, I got just as big an ego as you two fucks, but let's just all keep it in check and you know, make some great radio.
Yeah, and they have great faces for radio, unlike you and I who have great faces for television. Those guys have amazing faces for radio, and I'll say this. Opie and Anthony, they're great guys, but they're depriving themselves. Like, Opie's doing a platform now. I think he'd be making more at McDonald's than doing what he's doing
now. Yeah, but Opie made so much. I think Opie made so much money and was so good about it. Now, I don't know about Ant, but I think Opie fucking killed it in real estate and shit. I don't think he really gives a fuck, to be honest with you.
You know what? Everybody gives a fuck, Bubba, with all due respect, because you're astute. I'm a fan of yours. But at the end of the day, everybody, even Jeff Bezos, gives a fuck. I know it sounds crazy, but the bottom line is the bottom line. And in life, it's not how you start. Opie started well, but it's how you finish. And that's the key. It's like sex, man. Most guys have no fucking idea how to please a woman in the bedroom. They come out of the gates like a sprint, like Usain Bolt, like
you gotta Ben Johnson. You gotta slow play that pussy.
But yeah, but with them... It's with most guys, it's like a 30-second dash, and then it's over. And women are left there dumbfounded, and most guys have no idea how to make it a marathon. Life isn't a sprint. It's a marathon.
So it's not all just about getting yours? Hi, Ian. This is Anna, by the way.
Oh, this is my female co-host, Anna, and she's super cool, but she's really she's really fucked up.
That's why I work for Buffalo.
Hey, listen, Anna, honor to meet you, but... Anna, do most guys know how to please women in the bedroom? Yes or no?
I mean, I haven't slept with too many of them, but...
Here's the deal. Ian, you got Google? Do you have a thing called Google?
Yeah, I have Google.
If I'm going to absolutely impress you. I know you say you've listened to my show. You're familiar with my stuff, and I'm very familiar with your stuff. That's why I knew you were on O&A. Always been kind of a fan. I love when you get shot the fuck out. I remember some of the calls you'd just be shot out of a cannon with those two dudes. And so, when Tim and Tom Bean, those guys would be like, "Hey, have you heard of Ian Happern?" I'm like, "Yeah, I've heard of that fucking boss. He's insane. The shit that he comes up with." And like, well, you got a chance to interview him, and so here we are. But do me a favor. I didn't invent it, but I started using the term the most, and I kind of got credit for it. If you Google two-finger cul-de-sac Jones, it gives me credit. It's a way to make – it's a fingering technique that you use on a woman in order to make her squirt. and if you Google two-fingered cul-de-sac Jones, it actually says a sexual technique developed by Shock Jock Bubba the Love Sponge.
I see it. Wow. You should – so you – have you trademarked that? I mean, where are the T-shirts, the hats?
I don't know.
Genius.
I mean, you need to fucking help me, Bubba and Ian.
You're the investigative journalist here.
Yeah, you're the investigative journalist here.
Like me, because this is, you know, your radio days are over. I mean, this is $1 billion trademark you have, and this will go all over the world.
I mean, everybody wants to know how to finger a girl so she squirts like a jet ski, right?
Well, of course.
Who doesn't?
Listen, it's the ocean. It's the motion in the ocean, Bubba. That's what a woman wants, is the motion in the ocean.
Have you ever been with a girl? Have you ever been with a girl that squirted before? Don't lie.
Yeah, I have. I dated a producer in Los Angeles. My manager, everybody said, "Don't go near her. She's gonna." Man, this woman squirted the whole bed, the blinds. Like, wow.
But don't you find that kind of hot? That's kind of hot. I think it's hot.
I find it hot, but a bit extreme. You know, again, but it's
well, you don't. I mean, you control it, Ian, so that you it's not every fucking time. Like, you know, you bring it out on
every
special occasions.
Bubba, this was like a whale. This was like a whale squirting, baby. Now, this was unreal. I have to put up with this every night.
So she couldn't have a non-squirting orgasm.
No,
every night
I have to put up with this. But I'll say this. People have way worse problems. She was hot as hell.
Wait, so I know you're involved in like conspiracy theories and stuff like that.
That's why you love this guy, by the way.
Is it urine or is it something else?
It's it's from Bubba. He manufactured.
No, Ian. Ian, it's from the skis gland. For real, it's from the skis gland, and it's female ejaculate. It's not piss, Anna, and I'm going to smash your fucking face.
No, it's female ejaculation. That's true.
Yes.
That is true, and I'll say this.
Anna, girls that can't squirt call it piss. Girls that can squirt know it's female ejaculate.
Yeah, it's not piss. It's definitely. Listen, I would not. I'm not into the golden shower, and I'm not into the golden showers. The book I wrote about Jeffrey Epstein, he was into the golden showers. He's a psychopath, a sociopath. I'm the only journalist to ever interview this nutcase. And I spent 7 hours with him.
By the way, Ian, just a quick reset. Ian's new book is, and I think it's a number one New York Times bestseller, isn't it, Ian?
Well, no, it hasn't gone number one yet. I've written number one before.
Yeah.
But, you know, this one is on its way. It's selling like hotcakes.
Go get it on Amazon, wherever you get your books. It's called Sex, Lies, and Dirty Money by the World's, I mean, just the title alone. It sells it. It's called Sex, Lies, and Dirty Money by the World's Powerful Elite. It's Ian's latest creation.
Yeah,
and I mean, it gets deep down.
Controversy, : Sex, Lies. It's called Controversy, Sex, Lies, and Dirty Money by the World's Powerful Elite.
Now, we're gonna get into Epstein here in a second, but just overall, who's the sickest dirty, in your opinion, overall, in the entire body of work, from Michael Jackson to the Kardashians to everybody you've done books on, who's the dirtiest?
Whew, that's a good question. I'd have to say by far Epstein. He was a sociopath. Like everybody else, I even did Arnold, Gaga, Sheen. I even did Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen's like a nun compared to Jeffrey Epstein.
So you spent 7 hours with Epstein.
7 hours in New York City several years ago before all this went down. And I'll say this. At the beginning, I thought he was completely normal. But as the conversation wore on, he said stuff like, you know, Ian, I wish I would have lived 100 years ago because back then there were no laws. I could have dated 12-year-olds. I almost like the matzo ball soup I was having at Ben Ash Deli with him was coming out of my nostrils almost when he said that. There's nothing worse, folks, than child sex trafficking. It's the lowest form of human behavior. It is. It's
so. Did you
criminal.
Did you watch the documentary? I think was it HBO or
it was Netflix.
Netflix.
The Epstein
Netflix.
One.
Did you watch? Obviously, Ian, you probably watched it.
One of the reviewers on my new book said that Epstein series was like a walk in the park compared to my book, because I name everybody. You know, I was the first journalist to take on Scientology, threatened my life. I duped them. I went undercover as an alleged gay actor to Travolta and Cruz. Everybody's gay. They deprogrammed them, and they let me film in there, Bubba, because I told them.
Hold on, Ian. You went undercover with the Scientology, and you're still around?
Yeah,
those motherfuckers kill people.
Oh, they threatened to kill me, stop me. But listen, that's my template. I took them on successfully in the courts legally, And then I get a call from Buckingham Palace 2 days before. They don't want this Prince Andrew Epstein book coming out. And my lawyer calls me, said, what should I tell them? I said, please sue me. You'll be my biggest publicist to the Queen. I'm not afraid of but listen, Bubba, the truth hurts. I've been in this rodeo many times. I'm not afraid.
Do you think
I have stuff about Howard Stern. Have you ever heard of Howard Stern?
No, but listen, hold on. That's where I have to draw the line because he's a personal friend of mine. So I just
he's a great guy.
But I don't want it. Like, you know, he's like I actually still correspond quite a lot with Howard. Great. So don't be saying anything bad about him.
I'm not saying anything bad. He's a great guy, but there's issues. So I just tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know the truth.
Now,
Epstein was obsessed with Stern. Epstein said...
With Stern?
The only guy in New York... Yeah, he was obsessed. That's where the Stern thing comes into the book. Epstein told me the only guy in New York who could get more puss than him was the king of all media, Howard Stern.
And Howard wasn't really into the... I mean, even when during Howard's single days, Howard dated a few actresses and stuff like that, but he never got the amount of puss that he could have gotten.
No. Look, Howard's a nice guy. I've been on his show. I have respect for him, but then I hear all the ex-staffers saying things. So listen, it takes two to ten.
Yeah, but hold on now. But to Howard's credit,
yes.
Anybody that leaves you always tries to start shit. Look at the guys that left me. They stole my Hogan sex tape and ruined my fucking life. I mean, so like especially when it comes to the shock jock radio that Howard and I live in, people that leave always blames me or blames Howard.
One, Bubba, come back. If I look at all, listen, I have no shortage of lovers. I have no shortage of haters who tried to stop my books. And I say to all the haters, give me your address so I could send you royalty checks. Because without you, I wouldn't have sold one fucking book.
So,
and it's the honest truth.
So in the newest book, Controversy, Sex, Lies, and Dirty Money by the World's Powerful Elite, you get into the Epstein thing quite heavily.
Yes.
You interviewed him for 7 hours a while back. Now, with regards to the Prince Andrew angle, do you think that perhaps they're using the Meghan, Oprah,
1,000%.
The Prince
Meghan Markle does not even realize she's been playing like a fiddle by the royal family.
Hmm.
She thinks she has the upper hand, outing them for racism, for all this stuff, you know, for emotional abuse. The Buckingham Palace people who she calls the firm are laughing because all they're trying to do is they make Houdini look like a neophyte because they're doing misdirection. And the misdirection they're doing, Bubba, is insatiable.
It's actually brilliant, is it not?
Isn't that kind of what they're doing with the Cuomo? They're trying to bury the nursing home story with the sexual harassment allegations?
Well, I think with the Cuomo stuff, they're trying to bury him so they could get a Republican in as governor, and just in case they'll
I know, but
Trump,
the, hold on, but Biden, I think yesterday said, you know, Cuomo needs to resign.
If the investigation.
So when you got Gramps mad at you, I mean, at that point, you know, you're pretty much fucked if you're Cuomo, are you not?
Look, Cuomo, again, in life, it's not how you start. He started like gangbusters last year. The whole world was watching him every day.
He won an Emmy.
Conference, but it's how you finish. It's not how you start. He came out of there like Usain Bolt on steroids during the pandemic. It was unreal. This guy was on fire. He got like an $800,000 advance for his book. And now, look at him now.
Ian, how do you pronounce your last name, Ian? I always fuck
Halperin.
It up. Ian Halperin on the phone, world famous, written a zillion books. His newest book is very, very salacious. Controversy, Sex, Lies, and Dirty Money by the World's Powerful Elite. He really breaks down the Epstein. Let's kind of hone on that deal. And, what did Netflix or what does the what do most Americans or most people that have an opinion about Epstein, what do we – is there anything that we don't know that you know that you maybe put in your book?
It's all in my book. Netflix – honestly, Netflix was like Romper Room compared to my book. I spent years researching Epstein and interviewing hundreds and hundreds of people connected to him, connected to Buckingham Palace. For instance, when I did my Roger Waters film a couple of years ago, my father's a Holocaust survivor. He hid in a hole at age 6. His mother died of starvation. His sister died of starvation next to him. He somehow survived, came out blind from a hole after 4 years. And I'm driving in Los Angeles, and I hear the leader of Pink Floyd, Roger Waters, says, Israel's worse than Nazi Germany. I almost drove off a cliff, Bubba, because Israel's the most democratic place in the Middle East. Sure, you might not agree with its policy, but women's rights, gay rights. Try being gay in Iran. Try being gay in Syria. How long is that going to last? You'll be dead within 20 seconds. But Roger Waters made this statement that Israel's worse than Nazi Germany. So I followed him. I made the movie. I interviewed the Pope. Have you ever interviewed the Pope?
Francis, Bubba? Have you?
I interviewed him twice, one-on-one. I even have videos of him.
How do you even pull that off, buddy?
Well, Bubba, when you go to KFC, with all due respect, because you're a straight arrow, Bubba, you're world class. You don't ask the colonel for the recipe.
Right.
It's a great question. But I didn't interview him once. I interviewed him twice. You know, Pope Francis.
Now, what was the most shocking thing that you asked him? Like, did you flat out say?
I asked him, and Tony Blair was with me one time, because Blair wanted to meet the Pope, so he went through me, because he knew I was getting meetings, so here comes Tony Blair, and the deal was with Blair before he meets the Pope, he's got to be in my film, so my crew interviewed him. And I asked Blair, it's in the film, I said, listen, Roger Waters saying Israel's worse than Nazi Germany. I mean, come on, man. Is that anti-Semitism? And Blair said straight out, yes. It is flagrant anti-Semitism.
Well, it is.
Absolutely.
And so...
Israel's a democratic.
What did you ask the Pope?
Country in the Middle East.
What did you ask the Pope? What did you ask the Pope, Ian? Why are you guys fucking little boys?
I asked the Pope if he listens to Bubba. He didn't quite understand.
No, but you should say, you know what? You guys have settled more, fucking little boy stuff than what's going on?
I have it. I have it in the book about all that with Benedict and all that shit. But, no, I asked Pope Francis because he's actually a very nice guy, very humble. The guy makes his own food on a little burner. Like, this guy, he's the real deal. He doesn't
fuck that. If I'm the Pope, I got a full blown fucking staff. You know, I'm eating, you know, chicken and waffles every night, whatever the fuck.
Listen, if you're the Pope, who knows? I mean, and I'm sure the people who are serving you, if you're the Pope, they're drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm like, but you know what? I'm the Pope and we're changing direction. We want to fuck chicks over 18. Okay? That's the new deal now. So with the Epstein deal.
Yes.
Like, as they started on Netflix to kind of show you the network of girls and how he would say, you know, get a girl, and then if she had some friends and they started kind of spidering out the network, is the network even far bigger than anybody can fathom, and have they paid these people off, or like how do they keep
much? I even cite murder. One guy, it wasn't only against underage girls. It was against underage boys, too. Ghislaine Maxwell raped underage boys. I have it all in the book, Jeffrey Epstein. A couple of the boys tried to go against Epstein. They conveniently went for a helicopter ride over the water. We never saw them again. I have that in the book.
For real?
But most importantly, when I was doing the Roger, I started meeting people in Israel, like the Mossad, Shin Bet. And all of a sudden, they're giving me information on Epstein, that he was involved with the Mossad, but then also with Saudi Arabia.
Interesting.
And with MBS and Khashoggi, the only reason why Khashoggi's dead today is because MBS paid Epstein millions of dollars 8 months before for info on Khashoggi. So Epstein was complicit there. And then with Gaddafi. This guy was, I owe him in the book as being a triple agent.
Like Robert Maxwell?
Or worse. Well, Maxwell was just with Israel.
No, he was in the K6, I think, or whatever the Secret Service, not the Secret Service, the CIA of the UK, and also a Russian agent. That's what I heard about Robert.
He had a lot of, he was involved, but Epstein, Maxwell was just a punk. Somebody pushed him off a boat, it appears. But The fact of the matter is Epstein was doing big business with these guys, and he was selling arms to the Saudis. And with Muammar Gaddafi, wow, in Libya, he was tight with Gaddafi. Gaddafi was giving him millions of dollars for underage girls to import into Libya so Gaddafi could, and this is on the record sources. This has never been revealed. And Gaddafi, at the end, gave Nicolas Sarkozy. That's why Sarkozy was just convicted a couple of weeks ago in France. Gaddafi gave him like $50 million to run for election. Can you imagine? $50 million. He wanted to improve relations with Libya and France. But it was Epstein who sunk Sarkozy. Epstein was obsessed with four famous people. Three of them were Princess Diana. He stalked her obsessively. He actually introduced, this is a first too, he was him who introduced Diana to Dodi Fayed. If not for Jeffrey Epstein, Princess Diana would be alive today. He made the introduction. Him and Dodi Fayed.
Jeffrey Epstein killed Princess Diana. That's the next book.
Well, he didn't kill him, but if not for the introduction to Dodi Fayed, Diana would still be alive today. He was obsessed with the shock jock, the self-proclaimed king of all media, Howard Stern. He used to stalk Stern. And then he was also obsessed with Carla Bruni, who was married to Epstein, who was married to Sarkozy. And he was pissed that Sarkozy married Bruni. And what he did was he had all the information from his good friend Gaddafi. It was Jeffrey Epstein who ratted out Nicolas Sarkozy to the French government. And that's why Sarkozy was convicted a couple of weeks ago. It's all in my book.
Now, did Epstein ever fuck like any normal chicks, like, you know, some 22-year-old hotties, or what is it, all underage stuff?
No. He was with of age for sure. There's no doubt. He was a sex addict. As he said to me when I interviewed him, he had no discrimination with the female gender. Like, it was just
anything goes.
Anything.
Of the research that I've done, it seems like Epstein was kind of middle management in that whole underage sex trafficking ring. Of what I've learned, it was really Lex Wessner that was like the head of the snake of the operation in the United States.
No. In fact, that's false. I'll tell you what happened with, and it's in my book too. Wexner gave Epstein a mansion in Columbus, Ohio. He gave him that sprawling apartment, which was just sold, I believe, for $50 million last week in New York. I believe it was one of the two biggest apartments in New York City. I out them in the book, on the record, from a Vanity Fair reporter as having a gay affair. And that's why that's why Wexner kept taking care of Epstein all these years.
For real?
For real. On the record. And multiple sources confirm that. He was bisexual, Jeffrey Epstein.
How about, you know, how deep and dirty is the Prince Andrew deal? They kind of scratched on it a little bit on the Netflix deal. That's the only thing we have to go by. I'm sure you get it. I'm sure I've not got your book, Ian. I certainly need to get it. But, like, do you get into it a little bit more deeply?
Well, the whole book centered around Andrew and the royal family. And the Meghan, Harry, I mean, the way they misdirected that, I'll say this. I out Prince Andrew without a shadow of doubt, unwaveringly, on the record testimony that he slept with underage. Prince Andrew is a serial pedophile. It's all in my book, all of the details, at first in the book.
Will Buckingham Palace and the royals be able to keep, you know, sweeping this under the carpet, and now that Epstein's gone, maybe even easier, or do you think it's going to get worse, you know, for this Prince Andrew deal?
I think he's going to have to come out and really be held accountable. Where's Scotland Yard? Where's the FBI in all this? Where's all the authorities? Everyone knows, if they've done due diligence, that Prince Andrew is a serial pedophile.
But doesn't the FBI want to talk to him and he won't come over here?
So that's the story.
Right.
But what's he hiding?
Since when has the FBI been scared not to fucking fly over to England and talk to somebody, right?
Exactly. So something here is a cover-up, and I've heard there's been lots of negotiations, lots of this and that, but trust me, man, if the FBI wants to interview somebody, they will find that person, no matter who it is, and they will be able to interview him.
So are you suggesting that the reason why they're not is because they've been in on it all along and they knew what was going on?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Oh.
But, you know, one hand washes another, and, you know, the royal connections with Clinton, there's so many people implicated in this. In my book, they said, the media said Clinton logged 26 flights with Epstein. And it was logged in Epstein's flight log. But what the idiots didn't reveal was most of the time Epstein advised his staff not to log the flights. In my book, Bill Clinton, 61 times on the Lolita Express, Epstein's private plane.
Who do you think was the most relieved when Epstein died, regardless of him killing himself, being off? Who do you think?
The British royal family.
By far. You think the British royal family had something to do with his death?
I say in the book, the independent medical forensic pathologist said 100% he didn't take his own life. It was a murder. His own lawyer said, Epstein's lawyer said, no, he was going to use the double jeopardy. He'd get off on that. You can't be tried for the same felony. Jeffrey Epstein had an ego the size of Mount Everest. There is no way he was going to take his own life. Who took it? The guards fell asleep.
All the surveillance footage disappeared.
There were two ligatures found in the cell. And his cellmate was removed.
But in your opinion, Ian, obviously, you are a great investigative reporter. You've done a lot of great shit, you know, from Michael Jackson to Prince and everybody in between, which we can get into.
Yeah.
What's your opinion? And I don't know if you touch on it in the book, I'm sure you do, but like what's your opinion?
In my book, I call for the reopening of a proper investigation. It was a professional job. Somebody walked in there. That when the guards fall asleep and all the surveillance footage is gone, come on, man. You know, I specialize in true crime. I did Cobain, Jackson, Prince, Whitney, you know, and there's always a motive. And the motive here was for Epstein not to open his yap about Prince Andrew. Mohammed Al-Fayed, the former owner of Harrods, he accused the British royal family openly for years of killing Diana and Dodi because, look, it's a known fact, which I say in the book, I quote back Buckingham Palace sources, they did not want Diana to marry an Egyptian Muslim. End of story.
It's a bad look for them.
Islamophobia.
What do you think, if you have any predictions, what do you think is going to happen with the Ghislaine Maxwell case? Do you think that it's just going to get buried under something, a bigger story, or is she going to die?
Ghislaine Maxwell and El Chapo should be getting married any day in that same facility.
Are they in the same place?
Well, they were. I think El Chapo's been moved somewhere else now. Now El Chapo's wife has been arrested. But
Do you think El Chapo? I don't think El Chapo gets away when he's in our custody. Do you?
You know what? He got away. Obviously, paid his way out in Mexico. So it should be very easy for his way to pay. You know, pay. Money screams in the U.S. I would say most likely not, Bubba, but I reserve judgment. Because we've seen this before. Remember a few years ago, some woman, seduced these inmates who were up on murder charges, and she let them out. You know, money screams. I'm not saying you're most likely right, but for all I know, who the hell knows? El Chapo could be on the way to your studios right now for the exclusive. I have no fucking idea about El Chapo.
What about Ghislaine Maxwell? Back to that.
Yeah, how about this? How about the Maxwell bitch? I mean, does she go to trial? Yeah. Does she out everybody?
No way she gets to talk.
What happens, Ian?
Well, Maxwell wants out. She's tried for parole like 3-4 times now for bail. And they've denied her. And I say, throw her in and throw away the key. In my book, it's incident after incident that's never been reported before about Maxwell raping underage girls and boys on the record account. She's a complete sleazebag.
Now, will they if they put her on trial, Ian? If she makes it, will they bring all that up that she's raped women and our boys?
Oh, yeah.
That's where they're going.
But do you think it's even going to make it to trial, or is she going to mysteriously kill herself like Epstein?
No. If she mysteriously...
There's too many eyes on her right now, right? Again,
yeah,
they can't
too
do
many eyeballs on her. We've been through that drill once before. They don't know what to do with her. They have no idea.
What is she facing, Ian? What is she facing, like 80 years or something like that?
I'd say by the time she gets out, you know, with all due respect to Howard Stern, he should be leading the band up in heaven with Imus King and the rest of them, Regis Philbin. I mean, she's not coming out anytime soon. She has no legal grounds to get out. She's toast. They're just trying to stretch this out.
When is it scheduled for trial? Has it been scheduled?
I believe it's in about a year. About a year.
And that's going to be an absolute fucking shit show, is it not? I mean,
it's going to be a shit show. There's going to be delay after delay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And, you know, she's not going to testify. She thinks she's going to get out. She's guilty of sin.
Have you ever spoke to her, Ian? Or was she present at all?
I met her once. I didn't really have access to Maxwell. She was like hoity-toity. She thought she was God's gift to the world. And let me tell you something. When I met her, she was no Naomi Campbell. She was no Christy Turlington. For me, she wasn't even Phyllis Diller. I mean, she didn't look great. I don't know. There's allegations of her sleeping with Clinton, with all kinds of people connected to Epstein. I haven't seen... I was not in the bedroom, Bubba. I just go on forensic evidence. That's the key. But Maxwell, wow. It's, you know...
Now, with regards to Epstein, how, you know, in the Netflix deal, and they had all these women that, you know, were obviously victimized by Epstein, you know, how did they get paid handsomely?
Some of them, Netflix, I believe, says no. But they don't work for free. They all have a range. It's like Oprah said,
no, but
Meghan and
like,
Harry
but
didn't
like,
receive a penny.
But like civilly,
can you believe that?
Did these girls, you know, lawyer up and go civil on Epstein?
Yeah, there were class actions. There's been about $50 million already distributed in damages to these women. There's going to be much more. David Boyce is leading the famous class action attorney. He's leading class action. There's all kinds of lawyers. You know, these women have lawyered up, and some of them have got paid already. They're not allowed to speak. They have NDAs, but they get paid. We're only in the first inning, Bubba.
Now I know, but it's another. I don't know that you've written about it, Ian. So if you have, I apologize. On the Weinstein thing, have you scratched that at all? Looked into that?
Listen, Weinstein was connected to Epstein. I mentioned it just passing in the book. Well, another sleaze bucket, Weinstein, one of the sleaziest guys ever in the entertainment.
Where is he now? We haven't heard anything about him.
Well, he's behind bars.
Is he? I thought he was let out because of COVID in the early days of COVID. Is that?
I never heard that.
Like he was on house arrest.
They're not going to let that fuck. There's no
way. You might be thinking about that lawyer. What was his name? Avenatti was let out. Weinstein. I believe they didn't let Weinstein out. I know he was sick, but I don't follow the Weinstein. He was a sleaze bucket. He ripped off so many filmmakers. He once tried to sign me, and I was excited. My manager said, "No. He's a sleaze bucket. He didn't even pay Michael Moore properly for the Fahrenheit movie, so please stay away from him." And I didn't end up signing with him. Look, you get what you deserve in the end. That's the way life works. It's like being in a relationship. You know, the woman or man could fool you and fool you for years. One day you wake up and you realize who you're in bed with, and adios, baby, it's over. And that's the way Weinstein played out. He conned everybody. And you know, how stupid are these guys, Bubba? With all the money and everything, these guys, if they really wanted, you know, to have sex with all these women so much, they could have disappeared to Ukraine for a week.
Nobody
would ever know.
But if you got that kind of money, I'm talking about real fuck you money, like real fuck you money, you have a guy to go out and find girls and enter into contracts and be like, listen, you know what? You're gonna come over to my place. Every other Saturday night, we're gonna pay you $2,000 modeling contract. Sign right here, and you know you got to fuck Bubba for a few hours.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, you can come up with shit like that if you got enough money, can't you?
Look, there's all kinds of ways. Cosby, Weinstein, all these guys are idiots. Look, I believe you don't shit where you eat. The first thing they did is they shit where they eat. It's an accident waiting to happen.
Well, they just thought they were too big to fail.
Yeah, they thought they were too big, too big to fail.
Their egos were massive, and they were the most stupid idiots we've ever seen in the entertainment industry. And America's father, Mr. Huxtable, where is he right now? He's behind bars.
Telling jokes
behind
bars.
Weinstein's behind bars. And there's many others out there who have escaped the Me Too movement, but are just as bad.
Well, I have a question, a more general question. Why do you think that there's such an appetite for young kids, young people in Hollywood or in political elites? Like, underage trafficking sex rings are nothing new. Why do you think all these powerful men, and I guess sometimes women, are interested? Like, obviously there's a market for fucking little kids. Why do you think that's the case with these big, powerful people? Do you think it's just because they've had everything before that nothing really, there's no, like, zhuzh left in anything that they have to go to kids because that's, like, the only taboo thing that's left for them to enjoy?
It's a great question, and I explore this in the book. Controversy, sex, lies, and dirty money. The Bubba Show here is going to bring it to number one, because I like to go number one so I get fuel for the next book, and I could keep telling the truth. The truth hurts. That's why Buckingham Palace tries to stop my book. But to answer your question, it's all ego. Conquest. You know, they want
just getting away with, essentially,
friends.
With murder, or just the most like abhorrent things that you could do, which is like have sex with a kid. They're able to do it and get away with it. Is it like that?
Listen, these people are sick puppies. They're sick egomaniacs. You know, they need help. Epstein needed help. Maxwell needed help. Bill Clinton needs help. All these guys in the case. Prince Andrew needs psychological help. He should also be behind bars. But to answer your question, it's all ego. They think they're above everyone else, and they think they could get away with whatever they want to.
Now, Ian, do you see maybe a change in the Prince Andrew deal once the Queen dies and Prince Numbnuts takes over? Do you think that maybe they could work more with the authorities and throw him under the bus, or are they going to keep that, try to keep it in-house?
Bubba. The royal family is the richest family in the world collecting welfare. That's all they're on welfare.
You're right.
You know, it's on the house. Everything's on the house. The cars, the shoes, the socks, the travel. Everything is on the house. Look at Fergie. I had her in the book. Remember, she had her toes sucked by this rich businessman. It was a scandal in, like, 1992. She was found on some resort, and some guy, while she was still married to Andrew, was sucking on her toes.
I'm all
and
for that.
It made world headlines. But the reason why she was doing that is because Andrew was banging everything with two legs in sight.
Including kids.
Especially kids.
He is a pedophile. I out him in the book. He's guilty. He should be held accountable. That's why I want everyone listening to this show, and I know there's people in Poughkeepsie listening to this. I know there's people in Tucson listening to this. This show goes around the world. In Kazakhstan, they're listening to this. I don't care what language you're listening to this. I want you to read this book because we need education.
Sex
and
lies.
Child sex trafficking must stop right now.
It's by Ian Halpern. It's Controversy, Sex, Lies, and Dirty Money by the World's Powerful Elite. It's available Amazon, anywhere you get your books. You can get a paperback for $15.99, the Kindle for $9.99. It's a great read. I'm mad, Ian, because Tim and Tom and whoever the fuck, nobody sent me a copy. And I mean, Anna, it would be something you certainly would probably, you know,
yeah, right up my alley.
Rub yourself to, because she's into controversial stuff. And I've been a big fan of Ian. So, Ian, I'm going to see if I can get a copy of your book, buddy, so I can read it.
Well, just phone Tim Sabian. He's my de facto manager. I love Tim Sabian. Seriously.
He's a great
really
guy.
Nice
Tim's
guy.
A great guy. How about I love Tim. How about Michael Jackson? I know you did some shit on Michael well before he died. How bad was that?
Look, the King of Pop, I did a movie, and the movie sold to 183 countries. And I did a book, which went number one, called Unmasked. Look, I met Michael. I'm sure you have too, Bubba, along the way.
Ian, wasn't that your biggest book, I think?
Yeah, the book went gangbusters. But, yeah, listen, I've written like 21 books. I can't even remember what I wrote this morning. But I'll say this. The Jackson book really shows you. I know lots of people want to convict them on this show, the listeners, but I go the other way. I go on evidence, court documents. I produced in the book and my movie, Gone Too Soon, which is finally on Amazon Prime now because it was selling to TV for so many years, and we had the licenses, so we couldn't put it on Prime. I think a few months ago we finally got it on Prime, so anybody with Prime could watch it for free. It's called Gone Too Soon. But I produced the insurance document. Michael did not want to settle the Jordan Chandler case. He wanted to keep going, but the insurance company forced him to settle. And in the second case with Gavin Arvizio, I really poke holes in Arvizio's story. And yes, that documentary came out a year and a half ago. I actually have the same film distributor as that Leaving Neverland film. And I'll say this, those guys, it was a money grab. Those guys, one guy was like in bankruptcy, another guy was completely broke. This was one big money grab, and who was the host of the show to air it was none other again than Miss Oprah Winfrey, who did the debauchery with Meghan and Harry a couple of weeks ago. So Oprah, I know Oprah's probably listening right now. Oprah, you got to get your game because your credibility is going down the tubes. You can't keep doing this stuff.
I like Oprah, but didn't like the Meghan and Harry deal at all. At all.
Yeah. Well, when Oprah, the first thing she said was they're not getting paid. Bubba, you've been in this business forever. You know what time it is. I'm asking you, do you believe that Meghan and Harry did this for the good of society?
No.
And if Meghan really cared about her husband, she would just resolve this privately. She threw him under the bus.
I think you're right, and I think the fact that had they had a different message, you could have maybe argued they didn't get paid if it was a different message, one of positivity, or I'd like to get, you know, we would like to be solve our issues with the Queen or whatever. But instead, it was a fucking straight burial job, which proves they got paid, right?
Yeah, 100%. There's nobody, I mean, shame on Oprah for looking. I mean, apparently $7 to $9 million exchanged hands from CBS to Oprah. And these people are not coming out for free. She's working with Harry, with Apple. There has to be other ways to pay him. And says, we're not stupid here. And say, oh, he didn't get paid on this, but making up in other ways. Listen, there was bread involved. My sources say that. But on the other side, with all this, the poor guy, Harry, he was a train wreck, which is in my book, during his teenage years. He suffered loss. He wore a Nazi uniform to a Halloween party. He was banging strippers and models. This guy was going the wrong way. And then he decides to change his life and to follow in the footsteps of his beloved mother, Princess Diana, a woman who I met and respect. And doing all this philanthropic stuff from the goodness of his heart, this guy didn't have to do this. This guy could have, wow, been living the life, and he changed himself. And along comes Meghan and puts him in the middle of this. He's caught between a rock and a hard place now. He has Meghan on one side expecting another baby, and he had balls, Harry. He brought a woman of color and a divorcee to the palace. That's a double whammy. They haven't seen either of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they welcomed her, and now they turned on her to deflect all the attention, the negative publicity against Prince Andrew. They are playing Meghan Markle. It's in my book, Controversy, Sex, Lies, and Dirty Money, folks.
So this is exactly what they wanted.
It's the number one.
What the royal family wanted as a distraction from
Misdirection. They wanted to distract from Andrew.
I know
Andrew
you're
could have sunk the royal family.
Ian, I know you're familiar with Fuck, Marry, Kill, the game. I know you're very familiar with it. I want to play Fuck, Marry, Kill with Ian Halpern. You ready?
Let's go.
Fuck, Marry, Kill. Ready?
Yeah.
How do you say the Maxwell?
Ghislaine
Maxwell, Hillary Clinton, Caitlyn Jenner. Fuck, Marry, Kill, Ian. Come on, buddy.
Oh, my God. You're going to give me a heart attack here.
Fuck, Marry, Kill. Maxwell, Clinton, Jenner.
We're going for, we have to go for probably Jenner.
Well, I know. Jenner what? Are we fucking her? Are we marrying her? Or are we killing her?
I think all of the above.
Well, fuck, marry, kill. In that order, Maxwell, Clinton, Jenner. Come on, Ian. I'm putting you on the hot spot. Now, you can't always just be one-way Willy now. I got to put you on the fucking
hot spot. You have me laughing because this is, let's put Hillary first.
Fuck Hillary.
Yeah.
Mary, who do you marry?
Caitlin.
And you kill Maxwell.
And then you absolutely kill Maxwell. Yeah. And, you know, I did the Kardashian book, and Caitlin was in hiding because I challenged her. I said, listen, I don't know if this for real, this sex transition, because I went undercover. In all my books, I go undercover. So I went to the same plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills as Caitlyn Jenner, and they said, no, you can't come in. And my publicist phoned them and said, oh, this guy's like an Israeli prince. He has F-U money. All of a sudden, I got an appointment the same afternoon. I walk in the Vanity Fair cover. It's all on video. It's on the table, and they're measuring my neck and this. And I asked the doctor, I said, well, if Caitlin got the Louisville Slugger chopped off, I will get it too. And the doctor said, no, she hasn't done that yet. And then I went public challenging Caitlin. Now Caitlin says she got it chopped off. But when Caitlin was in hiding at one point, I was on Opie and Anthony, and she got so mad she called a press conference trying to discredit my book in a way. Number one bestseller in the UK, number one bestseller in Australia, sold like hotcakes in the U.S. And that was great. She was my publicist.
What out of all the Kardashians, who would you want to fuck the most? I like the one. I like
Kendall. Probably like Kendall.
No, I don't like Kendall. That's the most obvious, and she's barely illegal. I like.
She's like 24.
Yeah, but take Kendall out of it because that's what everybody.
There's no way I'm diving into the same ocean as Kanye. There's no way.
Throw Kim out of it. I like the thicker one that's kind of gotten a little bit thinner lately.
Chloe?
Who, Chloe?
I like Chloe.
She has a new face, so maybe that's why.
Look,
I'd fuck Chloe.
You know what? With your budget, Baba, because I know you have FU money, please arrange. I'll do all of them together. Let's film it. Will be another good sex tape.
Now, in the Kardashians, which one was the coolest?
You know, people don't realize this, but it was Kim. Because when I did the book, Kardashian Dynasty, which was the number one bestseller all over the place, everyone I interviewed behind the scenes said the only person who respected, like the photographers, the crew, was Kim. Yeah, she was all business, but very humble. But, you know, all of them, look, they were bigger than life. I'll say this. A lot of people accuse me of covering dead celebrities like Jackson, Prince, George Michael I did for CNN, Whitney, all of these, Kurt Cobain. So, you know what? I did the Kardashians. There were like 12 or 15 of them alive. I said, and nobody's ever going to accuse me again of not covering live people.
What kind of coverage you get on George Michael? I've always a big George Michael fan, regardless of his sexuality.
You know, George was a good guy. He had an addiction to heroin, but the fact of the matter is, like, George did things without PR. Once he heard this woman on a radio show in the UK, she needed a blood transfusion or some sort of transplant. He just cut her a check for £20,000, never advertised it. I mean, George Michael was talented, and he just fell victim to the industry. He took on Sony. Do you remember? Him and Prince, I covered them both. They had epic court battles trying to get their catalog back from Sony, and they really stood up. Any artist owes Michael and Prince you know, gratitude, because they really stood up for against the monolithic empire, Sony Music.
What about the Michael? And, what about the Michael Hutchins thing? Have you ever gotten it? I kind of started. My sister's big into that, and she my sister knows Michael Hutchins' sister, and supposedly that was a big fuck job. And the fact that he did not really die of auto asphyxiation, he died of like and the family of like this, I don't know, it's really fucking crazy.
Well, Hutchins was a big loss. I'll say about this about Hutchins, I think he died at 36 years old, very talented singer, in excess. But I'll say this, and I didn't want to write a book. Somebody approached me to write a book about Hutchins. Listen, I've covered everyone. The last thing I want to do now, I have to find a new job. I'm not going to start doing books about Drake and Bieber. Come on, man. I've covered the biggest, from Diana to Elizabeth Taylor, icons to Brad and Angelina. But I'll say this about Hutchins. In his 36 years, he almost got as much puss as Will Chamberlain. And I kid you not, he was an addict for women.
Really?
Addict.
How about Gene Simmons?
Simmons is... A lot of conflicting stories about him. He claims he's, you know, he had his days, and now he's been monogamous with Shannon Tweed for God knows how long. I mean, your BS detector is probably higher than mine, Bubba.
Yeah, I think if you claim to have 10,000 Polaroids of groupie bitches when you were in Kiss, and then you just go, I don't think you go cold. I think you got to you still got to get some pussy.
Yeah, unless you go through intense therapy. And I'll say this: back in the day, Gene Simmons, Michael Hutchins, they made Wilt the Stilt look like a nun. These guys were serial sex addicts.
One
of the biggest stories I ever did, and Google this, Bubba, was me and Fidel Castro. I'm banned for Cuba for life. Maybe that's a good thing, because I have no fucking intention.
Well,
they will
absolutely fucking kill you over there, buddy. I mean,
okay,
I
went against Fidel.
Yeah, you're
because
done.
Because if you Google me and Fidel, I outed him, this so-called socialist savior of the people, revolutionary. This guy was the biggest fraud, bigger than anybody out there we've ever seen. And I
sleeping,
outed him
hold sleeping on, sli-
with 35,000 women. 35,000 women.
Sleeping around, the Guardian has reported, sleeping around from Chancellor to Castro. Slut, a word defined as a woman of low and loose character, dates back to 1450. And you get into this whole thing, don't you?
Yeah. He was serial sex addict, Fidel Castro. I outed him in one of my films. He slept with 35,000 women over, that's like 1.3 a day. And he was also one of the richest guys on the planet. He was a multi-billionaire. And then the Cubans came after me. They wanted my head. And I said, listen, they said, anytime, if you go to Cuba, we're going to kill you. We're going to put you in jail. I said, listen, I have no fucking intention of ever going there.
You can't even come to Tampa because we got a large Cuban presence here. They'll fucking get you by proxy.
No, the Cubans here hate Fidel.
Oh, the people
here. Yeah, they hate Fidel Castro. That's why they left.
They'll have a parade for you.
There you go.
They'll
have a parade for me in Tampa. All the Cubans, they're going to be marching and down Clearwater Beach with me. They're going to be waving the American flag. They're going to have F you Cubans, F you Castro signs. They are going to embrace me in Tampa, and I love Tampa.
So, Ian, did you
Tampa's better than Miami where I live. Yeah, sorry.
Did you ever see, I saw on one, on like some CSI, some fucking American, it was an American history thing I was watching one night, and it was this woman that Fidel Castro was an American woman, and she was like young, like 19, 20, and Fidel was like completely fucking obsessed with her. And like in 1965 or 67 or something, the FBI and CIA got a hold of her in Miami and had her. She was supposed to fly to Cuba to go see, you know, Fidel, her lover, and she had cyanide pills that she was supposed to slip in his pudding. And is that true? Have you seen that? Have you heard anything about that?
I've heard stories. I haven't seen the piece you're referring to. Look what happened with Kim Jong-un. I loved when Kanye called Kris Jenner Kris Jong-un. That was an amazing quote. But Kim Jong-un, I mean, listen, he took out his own brother. Look at this guy in Russia. The opposition, they put poison in him. Mm, he almost died. Novosky, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I mean,
the nerve agent.
The fact of the matter is, Putin, Castro, you don't think Putin's getting puss all the time?
Oh, yeah, Putin.
Yeah, he just
all
had kids with that
there,
girl that he met when she was like 16 or something. They just had twins.
Well,
or
no, he met a gymnast.
He broke up with
his wife, but it's an arrangement. And Putin, if your people are listening to this show, baby, because I know there's a lot of Russians in
Florida. Hold on. Ian, actually on my podcast, my third or fourth country is Russia. We get like 4% from Russia.
All right. And I've been on Russian national TV several times. I'm not afraid of Putin. And I'm telling you, Putin, go eat your fucking horseradish. Go eat your fish and your meat. Because you're a fraud. You can't even play hockey. When he plays hockey, he makes everybody let him score. He scored. There was a story. He scored like 7 goals last year in a celebrity Russian game. It's all fixed in Russia. It is more fixed than the WWE.
By the way, Ian is a Canadian and he's a true a hockey aficionado, so he can really, you know, talk about hockey being a straight Canadian. What
Putin
part of
makes Vince McMahon look like nothing's fake, you know? And in Miami, you know, I like Tampa, but I live in Miami. It's frightening when I feel safer in Baghdad these days than Miami Beach.
Have you heard that Fidel Castro might be the father of Justin Trudeau?
No. There were rumors about him sleeping with Margaret Trudeau. I'll tell you one thing. I live in South Florida. When Castro died and Justin Bozo Trudeau came out, the leader of Canada, and said Castro's a hero, they were burning Canadian flags in Little Havana in the streets. He insulted the whole Cuban community who came here barefoot.
Right.
Who swam here with nothing and built their lives. And this punk, Justin Bozo Trudeau, is saying that Castro's a hero. Shame on him.
Man, Ian gets fucking shot out, does he not?
Yeah.
I love him. What about the controversy? I mean, and obviously conspiracy and controversy is right now in Ian's power alley. What about the, you know, 50 or 60 year rumor that, you know, JFK was killed through Tampa and and Santos Trafficante for Cuba?
You know, everybody has a story. And the JFK thing, I'll say this about JFK. Man, that guy was slamming it. I mean, he makes Slick Willie look like a neophyte. I don't know about the conspiracy theory with JFK. I've heard so many.
Right.
So many with JFK. We've seen it. Some of them come true in the States. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I go on fact. Every word in my book, Controversy, Sex, Lies, and Dirty Money, I can back up every word. That's how I go. People have tried to make... They've come after me for years and years, but I always say the evidence.
Are you worried about
your safety?
Yeah, you got to be a little bit freaked out, Ian, as shot out as you are, and the people that you call out and don't give a fuck, and from Putin to the Scientology and everything.
Clintons.
I mean, you got to be a little freaked out, don't you?
Well, Bubba, when I have people like Tim Sabian watching my back, should I be freaked out?
Yeah, you should. How about the Scientology? Like, you know, you said that you infiltrated them posing as a gay, I don't know, some kind of gay guy or something.
Yeah, they tried to kill me, Scientology, and I know they're in your area, their headquarters. Look, I only go for the truth. And with Scientology, Tom Cruise, the de facto leader of the Church of Scientology, and David Miscavige, just the most non-transparent leader I've ever seen of any organization, and John Travolta claiming to be straight. I mean, do you remember the pictures of John Travolta kissing the male nanny in Toronto on the steps of his private jet? It's Tom Cruise, Bubba. Katie Holmes left for a reason. I mean, she left for a reason. The action in the bedroom, I mean, the New York Mets were a more powerful organization. There was zero swinging the Louisville slugger. And some people say the baby isn't even Katie. He hasn't seen the baby in such a long time. She's not a baby anymore, Suri. But it's just all smoke and mirror. And that's what Hollywood, unfortunately, is about.
It's Ian Halpern joining us today. Anna, thank you for some of your of your great questions. And Ian, I'd like to have you on, just not when you got a new book, but just in general, every once in a while, every month or so, call you up, shoot the shit, see what the hell's going on.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me. Great questions, Anna.
Thank you.
And I'll leave you with this. Why in this land of plenty does the joy of giving escape man? People, stop living in abundance. Who cares about, we're living in a society where we pull up, we look at the car, the body, we love it, but we have no effing idea what the engine's about. And if the engine doesn't work, we're not going too far. So do deeds of kindness, help homeless, help a lady cross the street, pick up a piece of garbage every day, make your communities cleaner. But I'm only out there to expose the truth and to deliver it to the public. It's called controversy, sex, lies, and dirty money by the world's powerful elite. Baba, you're a straight arrow. Thank you so much for having me, and I will come on your show gladly anytime, 24/7.
Ian, be safe, my friend. I look forward to hearing from you soon, buddy.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks for your time.
Bye, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I like that guy.
He just
shot the fuck straight out. Yeah. He says he'd whip fucking Putin's ass. He didn't give a fuck. I like that guy. Ian Halpern is his name. He's pretty legendary. He's done books on just about everybody. I mean, from Kurt Cobain to Michael Jackson to George Michael to now his latest book, Controversy, Sex, Lies, and Dirty Money by the World's Powerful Elite. And I've never had him on my show, but I was a big fan of when he used to be on O&A.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of his delivery, and he just really simply doesn't give
a... He's a showman.
He's a showman. He really is. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much, Ian, for being on the show. And Anna, I kind of like this dynamic, this Bubba and Anna deal. Can I ask Blitz if that would be okay so I don't get killed?
Sure.
Is he here still? Let's say, because, he never leaves when you're here. Like, he's like, he just like...
He does sometimes.
He hurts
you. I think
you.
He is here, though.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
I feel a red dot on my shoulder. I must leave.
Do you feel some heat?
I feel some heat. I'm out. Hope everybody enjoyed the...
That was fun. Thanks for having me.
Thanks.